Talk Live. Hour number three, the Monday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give it away. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about the launch of the PlayStation 3. The video game industry has grown into such a huge business. I mean, you know, when it started up, it was cool and neat and wow, really special little blocks on the screen. But now it's just grown into something just huge.
Well, that's
tremendous.
That's why this is news. I mean,
yeah.
there aren't many shows out there talking about it, but you'll find just about every morning show in America talking about the newest movies that are coming out this week, baby.
Sure.
And, you know, a successful movie is going to make $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
A successful game.
No, a blockbuster movie makes over $100 million.
Yeah, understood, but right. Many of these games make that same kind of money,
yeah.
and some.
Mm-hmm.
Most games, the big games are bigger than the big movies.
Yeah, well, without having to pay, they make the money without having to pay big-name Hollywood stars, you know, $20 million to be
right.
in the game.
A lot of the voice work on there, non-union.
Mm-hmm. So that's why this is one of the reasons we're talking about it. Also, because I've been a video game fan for all of my life, and you've been a video game fan for good chunk of your
life. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, as long as I can remember, we had a 2600 when I was young. I don't know how young.
And it's always been interesting to watch from, you know, the market perspective of these video game companies, relatively unregulated as far as, you know, maybe their machines have to pass FCC spec, but that's about it as far as them not interfering with other devices. They pretty much can create whatever sort of hardware they want to. And so it's interesting to watch them battle it out for market share and see what sort of features they offer, at what price points, and who survives and who doesn't. Now, of course, the PlayStation 3 is coming out in a matter of days. It was launched in Japan over the weekend. It's coming out in a matter of days in the United States, I believe, November 17th, the expected launch day. The Nintendo Wii is going to be following in on its footsteps there and on the 19th. So you're looking at some really hot and heavy competition this particular Christmas season for your buying dollars.
I say the PlayStation gives Wii its butt. Nintendo is an old player. It's a fighter that's seen its heyday. And I don't see it.
I don't know about that. I mean, they're coming out with a unit that's at half of the price point as the PlayStation 3. And as we are just getting to with Bowie in Philly, we're going to bring it back on here. Bowie was pointing out how he believes that the Xbox 360 is a superior machine to the PlayStation 3.
Now, the Xbox 360 has been out a year.
And it's been out for almost a year. And I wanted to point out that according to the brief, and you said you've done a lot of research, Bowie, but I just did a bit of research here during the news break, and it looks to me like the PlayStation 3's got four extra processors involved in it. I mean, there's like seven processors involved in this machine compared to the Xbox 360's three. There's some similarities between the two. I think they're definitely going to be in a heated competition. But regardless of whichever one is technically superior, that's not really as much of a factor as is the quality of the games. Because really, it's all about gameplay as opposed to the hardware inside the machine. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the graphics card in Xbox 360 is a little better than the PlayStation 3, and the processor is a little better in the PlayStation 3 than the Xbox 360. So they're almost identical as far as the graphics they can put out. It all comes down to the games. And, I mean, you're right. The Nintendo Wii is definitely priced a lot cheaper, and I think that the tie for second place is going to be between Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and Nintendo is going to take the lead because, A, it's cheaper.
Why?
And
you think the price point is the primary issue?
That, and there's an awesome game coming out for Nintendo Wii, too.
What is it?
It's called Mark's Purple Helmet.
Oh, gosh. Thanks for the call.
What do you do?
800-259-9231.
They've
got it in for you, Mark.
They do. You know,
thanks for the call. I'll let you go.
Oh, thanks. Board up. You can't let him do that.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't even imagine that Wii could beat PlayStation 2 for that matter.
What are you talking about? Beat as in hardware quality or beat in sales?
If the only thing that Wii doesn't have the hardware to compete with PlayStation
obviously
3 or Xbox.
It's half the cost.
Well, and PlayStation 2 is half the cost of it. And mm-hmm. PlayStation 2 has all these games that you can buy, right. And the gameplay on it is awesome.
Well, now, the Wii is supposed to be pretty revolutionary. I haven't done a lot of research on it, but just from this article from Wired, it's expected to go on sale November 19th in the United States. And this is a little unusual. It's actually launching in the U.S. before it launches in Japan.
Mm.
That seems a little backwards to me. It features a one-handed controller that looks like a television remote.
Really?
And uses motion detection sensors to allow players to control the game by wielding it like a sword or swinging it like a tennis racket. So, now that could either bomb big time, or it could be really awesome and revolutionary.
It could be either, because, when Nintendo had its little... its ugly little controller that it started out with, that was totally different than any controller that had been seen up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what that Nintendo was called.
The NES?
I think that was the
that
one.
Was their first unit.
Yeah, like the one with Zelda on it,
yeah,
that kind of
NES.
Stuff.
NES. Nintendo Entertainment System.
That controller was completely different than anything else that had been out at the time.
Yeah, and it had, what, two buttons on it?
No, it had, I thought
maybe
it had
A, B, select, start.
Yeah, and then like a direction.
Down, left, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But... up to that point, it was this awful joystick thing with a button or two on it.
Right.
Depending on what system you had.
Good point.
So, it could work.
So, there's a number of factors in play here. There's the hardware is important, because if you're going to be pushing the limits, you've got to have good hardware. But the games are going to be critical. And the revolutionary design of these controllers might be a huge factor. And, of course, only the market will be able to tell, who's going to come out ahead at the end of the Christmas season.
I'll tell you, it better be one revolutionary controller, mm-hmm. and it better totally change video gameplay to get me to come up off PlayStation.
Yeah, really.
I am such a dyed-in-the-wool Sony PlayStation fan, I just can't imagine.
You're fanboy, as they call them.
It's great.
But you're not going out and buying this thing. You're not.
I'm not
going
to go out and buy anything.
Right.
It seems to me crazy to get in on the ground floor, play with all the bugs. And,
thank goodness people do, though. I mean, if it weren't for those ground floor, those low level adopters, the first adopters, then nobody would have games to play. So, thank goodness for those of you that are going to go out and plop $600 down on the PlayStation 3. Now, it was interesting. We looked. I think when the Xbox 360 came out, we looked at a comparison of video game release prices over time. For instance, back in the early 90s, the SNK company put out the Neo Geo.
Oh, I don't
which,
remember this.
Yeah, well, you probably don't remember it because its price point was about $1,000.
Oh.
The game system itself was approximately $800 to $1,000, and the games themselves were up to $200 a pop. I mean, it was just nutso. Believing that anybody would actually pay these prices. And this was back in 1990. So $1,000 in 1990
double
what $1,000 is today. And as you might imagine, the system totally bombed out. But nonetheless, people don't realize that inflation goes on, and they're still going to feel like $600 is a lot of money, because it is. I mean, people are still taxed to death. They don't have a lot of money left over just sitting around, so a lot of people are gonna have a tough time swallowing that PlayStation 3 price point, and well, that may really affect its Christmas sales.
The thing is, though, what's nice about the $600, what's smart about the $600 price is the PlayStation 2 came out at, I think, $300. I can't tell you for sure.
Probably just above that or somewhere around there.
That's what I recall it being, but that doesn't make it right. And what did the Xbox come out at? I think it was $500.
Yeah, it was
wasn't
up
it?
There. It was up there.
Well, what, 600, 500, 600?
It's going to sell.
Xbox blew the doors off of anything that came out.
Xbox was also a beast, too. Have you ever seen one of those in person?
Yeah.
Huge.
It's not that big.
Oh, it's like the size of a computer.
So what? It doesn't matter how big the console is.
I understand that, but I mean, there was actually some pictures online of the PlayStation 3 next to the Xbox 360, next to the Nintendo Wii, and the Wii is tiny in comparison to the other two.
Size doesn't really matter in this particular arena, I don't think. When you're talking about something new like that, the console size doesn't matter. My TV is gigantic. I can put stuff either in the cabinetry or I can put it above it.
So do we have any fanboys out there that are going to be standing in line on November 17th or camping out at your local Best Buy or Circuit City waiting for the midnight sale, the Midnight Madness release? 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Dave in New Hampshire is on the line to tell us his tale from earlier today. Robert, coming up, your calls as well. You make them. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to Packet8.com or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's Packet8.com or 1-866-TRY-VoIP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. The Monday edition, Packet 8 toll-free line for you is 1-800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give it away, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you, easily downloadable front page of the website for your convenience at freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org /Liberty Forum as we go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire here on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Why do you guys always assume that talking to me would be fun?
Well, we have fun talking to everybody, Dave. Now, in case you missed the first hour of the show, we pretty much spent the entire first hour recapping what happened in the courtroom and outside of the courtroom today. So I think we pretty much covered everything, but if I don't know if you were listening or not. Were you?
No, I wasn't. Mostly just listened by archives.
At this point, I think our listeners might be more interested to hear you maybe speculate on what your options are, what you're going to do in the future, because just to simply recap, you went to court today in order to face a charge for a $150 or $125 charge for allegedly distributing handbills on federal, so-called federal property. You took a good shot at arguing the Constitution, essentially saying this is a violation of the Constitution. The judge pretty much didn't want to hear it, and he railroaded you into a fine. And you walked out of the courtroom with the judge essentially saying, you can either pay this fine or you can appeal the case. And have you sort of had a chance to ponder this at this point, Dave, and make more of a, I guess, informed decision on what you're planning on doing?
Yeah, I've thought about it some, and it's like I told the judge, you know, I said that, you know, appealing to me, you know, I didn't appeal to get to the court in this case. They just told me to appear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they told me before I had to appeal or pay the fine, but I didn't feel comfortable doing either. So they just set the court date for me. So I felt like I didn't have any choice, and I had to go. And thus, since I didn't have any choice, I wasn't responsible for the hearing taking place. It wasn't my fault the hearing took place. But if I appeal, there's a little bit of a moral question there, because it's like I'm forcing taxpayers to pay for the appeal is my concern.
See, I got to say I agree with most of the other people that were there today, and the taxpayers are paying for the court system whether or not you appear in front of the appeals court or not. If you don't file that appeal, Dave, those bureaucrats are going to sit around and have nothing to do that day. So instead of the taxpayers paying them to sit around and do nothing, at least they'd be paying them to sit around and hear your case that could possibly overturn the ruling and therefore set a precedent that allows people to distribute handbills on federal property.
Yeah. And, like I told the judge, I said, I'm not telling you I'm not going to appeal. Maybe I will, but I feel uncomfortable about it. But, yeah, what his response was just the same as yours. To his credit, he said, oh, they're not doing anything. You know?
I thought that was sort of a subtle way of him. He wasn't a really angry judge, nor was he a really friendly judge. He was sort of in between there somewhere. And I thought that was sort of his subtle way of encouraging you to go on with the appeals process.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of other people are, too, and maybe there's not that much to lose in it.
Well, especially if a Porcupine lawyer, if a Free State Project member is going to pick up your case pro bono, in that case, I don't see that there is anything to lose.
Well, even if there were no such person, just going in and fighting it out to the end without any hope of victory is sometimes the right thing to do.
Well, and think about the other side.
As we can get through this issue of the taxpayers, I'm just not comfortable with anything that would cause taxpayer expense triggering it.
Think
directly.
About the other side, the other benefit here. I mean, again, we've already laid out that they're going to get paid whether or not you appear. And as he pointed out, there's hardly anybody that uses the appeals process. As we all know, most people plea out like that lady did before you. They just plea out and they move on with their lives. Most people don't appeal. So I think it'd be a good idea also, because I think you've already gotten a little bit of press on this. This, you know, taking it to the next level may guarantee a little bit more press coverage and so on and so forth. I mean, this may be a good thing overall for the Free State Project movement or NHFree.com or just basically promoting liberty in the state of New Hampshire.
Maybe so. And it's like I always tell cops when they want to do something to me. I say, if you hurt me, it's going to be good for freedom, even if it's bad for me.
Right. So in that case, I think you've got a lot to think about. Do you know what your time frame is? Because I know we all pretty much walked out of the court today, and you didn't go and talk to the clerk. Do you know how much time you allegedly have to pay this $125 assessment?
They never told me, then. That's why I didn't pay it. I just left. They said, you must pay this blah, 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 blah fine, and you can pay it to the court clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything really about that, and I just left. No one ever tried to make me pay it that day. They didn't say when I had to pay it.
I don't know what the next step is going to be, but I presume if you don't pay or file an appeal within a certain period of days, they may set in a warrant for your arrest without letting you know about it. That's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned that they're going to be kicking in your door at some point if you don't do something.
Anything is conceivable. Yeah, but like I said, I haven't said that I will not pay it. I haven't said that I will pay it.
Sure, and they haven't said how long you have to make that decision. It's like bureaucrats, you have to extract information from them by asking questions. They don't just volunteer the information.
Dave, you know, what happens when you refuse to pay and you refuse to file for an appeal is that you give the bureaucrats license to do whatever it is that they want. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that would see your point in this, is that, you know, that they're illegitimate in what they were offering, but they do give you an avenue of redress, which is the appeal. And you choose not to take that avenue of redress, then a lot of people, most people, are going to say, well, he gets what he deserves. And what you're hoping to do is to show people that the government is evil and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that you should take every avenue of redress to that point. That's just the way I see it, and I'm generally the guy who, gives the middle of the road answer around here. But that's the way I see it.
I agree with that. And plus, in the afterwards luncheon that we had at the restaurant, I think there were some good ideas being thrown around, as maybe some points that were missed, some interesting ways that the judge just absolutely lied to you, like in the case where he told you that you had to answer that question. He just lied, bald-faced lied to your face.
Right, and I made 1,000 mistakes just because I'm not a lawyer, you know.
Sure,
I didn't expect to make. I didn't expect it to be any other, but at least I don't have any attorney's fees.
Indeed.
The whole idea about appealing, you know, being necessary. I mean, once if the issue of taxpayer expense is taken out of the question, then yeah, it does tend to make me lean towards appealing. We could still have some fun with it, even if we don't win. I'm sure it's a long shot. I'm sure other people have tried this.
I don't know. I mean, it may be that no one ever has. It may be that, everybody that has been slapped with a distribution of handbills charge went ahead and just paid the fine and got it out of their lives, like most people do. I would sit down with one of those porcupine attorneys and just sort of explore the idea with them and see what they think about it. You know, they may be able to say, you know what, Dave, no one has ever actually challenged this. And in that case, who knows, it could go to the Supreme Court and could make a big difference in a lot of people's lives. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. Keep us informed, sir. 800-259-9231. We got Zach, we got Robert, we got Kurt, your calls as well. Ladies, if you call in, you get put on first. 1-800-259-9231. That is the Pack-A-Day toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipole Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, Packet 8 toll-free line that allows you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And it is Free Talk Live, a show that, well, you can take control of. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 850 unique pages created by listeners just like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. As we return to the phone calls, let's go to Zach in South Carolina on the Apple. Never mind. Let's try Robert in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to disagree with Mark on something he said last week.
Okay.
Jeez, I didn't go back that far. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I go into it, I just want to, like, preface it with, like, a qualifier. Generally, when something is, you have a lot of something, the value of it goes down, correct?
Supply being high? Sure.
Yeah, and if you have a scarce amount, generally, the price goes up, right? Or the value of it, the demand, the...
Certainly that is an effect.
Presuming that there's a high demand, sure.
Right, like gold or diamonds, because it's so scarce, they're a big commodity, right?
Okay, sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, last week, Mark was complaining, was arguing with you, Ian, sorry, I'm a little shaky here.
That's all right.
That he could not believe in the after, or having no afterlife, because he thought that becoming worm food was just absolutely an unacceptable thing to think about. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember using the term worm food, but I don't know. But go on a little farther.
But my point is, I agree with Ian. I think that having no afterlife is probably the ultimate, most life-affirming way to look at life. Because people who don't believe in an afterlife, they believe that what they have is what they got, and they got to make the best of it. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Mark had accused me of being a nihilist for believing that there was nothing, nothing else after this life. But you're indeed saying that the opposite is the case, since this is it. Make the most of it. I like what you're saying.
I'd say that you're making a strong point in the direction that he wouldn't be nihilistic by believing that there's no afterlife.
Right. You were saying, Mark, that because Ian believes there's no afterlife, that ultimately there's no point to anything. And I just think that people who believe there's no afterlife, life is everything to them because that's all they have.
Great
Whereas
point, Robert.
People who believe in an afterlife, they think they have, life is probably inconsequential to them because, I mean, the little speck of life on their timeline, that is their life, is really just like a little blip on that timeline. It's just,
Maybe they hold back on enjoying some of the things they might have wanted to enjoy simply because their religion dictates against it, and in the hopes that long term they're going to have this this heavenly experience that will last forever. Well said, Robert. We appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I got to agree.
Yeah, I'm not against what he was saying there.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm a recent amplifier.
Excellent.
In fact, I was the guy who sent you the choice of three names to put down on the list of amplifiers.
Have I actually processed you yet? Because I'm a little behind. If you are a new amplifier, my apologies.
Actually, on the list, I am Dick Fitzwright.
Okay, great.
I wanted to talk a little bit about DROs.
Defense Resolution Organizations, I believe, is what that stands for.
Yes, I included a couple of questions with my email, and then I had heard how backed up you were, so I figured I'd call in and bring it up.
Great way to get that is, by the way, the best way to get your issues addressed on Free Talk Live is to pick up the phone. Emails are nice, but I can't guarantee we're ever going to even get to them. So what about them?
Well, I was listening to Stefan Molyneux. His first two podcasts pretty much deal with how the judicial system and the stateless society would work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess from what I ascertained from it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, each person would have the opportunity to buy a blanket policy that covers pretty much most of the mundane transactions of their life, buying gas, buying food, whatever, you know, cover you in case you get into any type of dispute with any type of vendor, provider of service or goods.
Now, I want to make something clear here. As you're explaining this, I'm pretty much learning from you because I haven't listened to Stefan Molyneux's podcast. I've read a few of his articles in the last few years. It's actually been a while since I've read a DRO-based article. So, really, I'm gonna comment as well as I can on this, but I'm not entirely familiar with his concept. This is a Stefan Molyneux concept. He is a brilliant thinker.
No doubt.
He's a very interesting guy to listen to and to read his stuff. In fact, he's currently advertising on our website at freetalklive.com. I think it's like the second banner on the page. So mm-hmm. If you want to hear what he has to say, it'd be a great way to do it. But what was your point?
I would assume you would not get a separate policy every time you buy gas or every time you drive on a road or every time that you contract business with somebody. I would assume you would buy an umbrella policy to cover, like I said, the more pedestrian transactions in your life, and you'd either have a card or a mobile speed pass to show that you are one of the insured.
Mm-hmm.
And upon purchasing gas or food or getting a service, I would imagine you would present this card to indicate to the person to whom you are transacting business with that you are covered in case of a resolution.
Possibly.
Well, I'm just wondering, well, because he said that there are people, you know, you could drop off if you want. If you did not have a DRO, that, you know, you may not be able to purchase food or you may not be able to get the privilege of way through a property because, you know, obviously you don't have any type of resolution coverage at the time that you are going through. You are self-insured. And he also said that this might be a means by which to ascertain who could be the more criminal elements because these are people who don't want to carry a DRO.
Yeah, his whole suggestion is that the entire society would enter into this voluntary defense resolution organization concept where people would essentially pay a certain monthly fee or whatever to this what is basically a large insurance company or competing insurance companies in order to have themselves insured in a variety of ways, as you described, a variety of transactions. There would also probably be some sort of a reputation rating that would go along with one's insurance. Maybe that'd be a separate company, for instance. That way, if you screwed somebody over, your reputation rating would take a hit, and therefore people would be less likely to deal with you. I don't know if I agree that Molyneux's DRO concept really is going to be something that the market is going to respond to, because it's such a grand scheme. I just don't know if you could roll that out.
Credit scores are a grand scheme too,
right?
I mean, and they seem to work just fine.
Well, I like the idea of having a reliability rating, a reputation rating, sort of an alternate credit score as to whether or not you actually keep your word. That sort of a rating, and I don't think that we necessarily need to have a DRO that everybody has to subscribe to in order to have this sort of protection system put in place. And I think with contract insurers and contract insurance as well, I don't know if the market's going to play out that way, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless.
What you're saying, what he's saying, anyway, and what I'm getting from it is every transaction has the potential for dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine you signing a contract every time you buy gas and every time you buy food, every time you go from one person's private road to another person's private road. I would assume it has to be some type of umbrella policy with some type of identification card. And
I don't know if that identification card's going to really play out. I mean, I think that people like privacy. I don't know if they want to necessarily give it up.
What I'm saying
in that way.
It sounds more like a national ID card the way he puts it, because if you don't hold it, you may be refused the sale of gas.
Yeah.
You may be refused the sale of food or the privilege of way.
Well, I think it's ludicrous to take it to such an extreme like that. I mean, for instance, they're going to sell me gas if I've got cash. They're not going to care about what my reputation is. If I've got the money to pay for the product, that product's going to get sold. So the idea that the DRO is going to be an umbrella over all that, I think, is a little bit extreme.
That you don't have, if they know you don't have a dispute resolution organization, doesn't that give them the impetus to cheat you? Because, well, where are you going to go from there?
I suppose. Again, I don't know if I totally agree with the concept as he outlines it, but thank you for the call, man. I'm with you. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, there's a new law in another country about stick figures and equality.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos, and I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-600-1738. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-600-1738. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Monday edition. Still enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there, totally free. Whether it be live streams, updates, the wiki, Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system. We give it all away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, as over 300 of our listeners have done, sending us all of $3 a month. Now, again, we give you the website for free, so this is just above and beyond all that. It's completely up to you. If you like the message of freedom and liberty that we're talking about here on a nightly basis on Free Talk Live, if you like Free Talk Live, you want to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations so more new people can hear the show, more new internet listeners as well, then the AMP program is the way to make that happen. And it is working. So get all of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Apparently, there's a new law somewhere in the world, Mark, or I guess a proposed law about stick figures. What is exactly the what is going on here?
It's a short little article from Reuters. A Spanish town council has vowed to banish sexism from street signage by demanding half of all road signs and traffic lights show female figures with skirts and ponytails.
Well, isn't that discriminating against girls without ponytails?
Absolutely. But apparently that's the way you show a woman in stick-figure land, so huh. I think that it's sexist to show them that way. What about the gals that have short hair and wear nothing but pants?
Yeah.
That look remarkably like guys walking across the street.
What about them? What about the guys that look like girls?
There's nothing on a street sign that says, this is a man crossing the road.
That's true. It's just a person.
It certainly is.
There's no dong hanging down between his legs to identify him as a man.
Fuenlabrada, which lies south of the capital of Madrid, will replace old, damaged road signs and traffic lights with new stock within a year. In this way, the sexism, which is now, in quotations, I should say, in this way, the sexism, which is until now has only masculine figures appear in traffic signals, will be brought to an end, the town council said in the statement. The council, which said it would ask manufacturers to incorporate female figures in their sign, so that there would be no tax, the taxpayers wouldn't pay a penny.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's just silly. So wait,
do they want the male and female together on the sign, or they just want a new sign with female figure?
I think that they want half of the figures to be female, whether it's, you know, they show half the figures.
What does Fuen mean? You know what that
Fuen?
Means?
Fuen? No.
Is it F-U-E-N?
Yeah.
Fuen La Brava?
La Brava.
Brava?
Yeah, with a D. Inside of a Spanish word, the D is pronounced with a feta.
Ah, gotcha. So there you go.
La Brada.
That's silly.
It's one.
I mean, there's no issue with that. It's just silly. I mean,
yeah, it is absolutely
really,
silly. And sexist. And what they're doing is sexist also, because they're saying that women have ponytails and wear skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
whose
just
idea was
nice.
It? Was it a woman's idea? I missed that part.
It just says the town council.
I see.
This is all the research I have is these, like, four sentences.
Well, it's clear that the town council in Fuenlabrada has solved all of the imminent problems in the
yeah,
in
they've
that
taken
area.
Care of taken care of all the problems. Well, right. The thing is I'd rather have town councils addressing issues like this than issues like how can we spend your money.
Right.
This one, in this particular case, it really won't cost the taxpayers any money. And as far as I'm concerned, they can make all the stick figures with skirts and ponytails, for all I care. It doesn't matter to me.
Did you ever wonder what it was like, Mark, to live in an area, to completely change the subject?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever wonder what it was like to live in an area where there was an insurgency going on?
No, I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine what the... where you've got an insurgent force and the U.S. military battling it out, and you just happen to be somebody who's living around that?
I can hardly imagine.
According to the McClatchy News Service, Fallujah has now been taken, returned to insurgent hands. For all of the fighting and action and death and destruction that the United States, the hands of the U.S. military... The insurgents are now back in control in Fallujah. When insurgents hit a bomb in front of his house a few days ago, intending to use it against U.S. or Iraqi troops, Majid al-Rawi had only one option, move out. Quote, if I report it to the Americans, I will be killed by the men who put it there.
Yeah.
And if I don't, my family will either be killed by the explosion or the Americans. This is not a way to live. This is a way to hate life, said the car dealer. And he's right about that. If a bomb goes off, the Americans, whatever ones are alive, pile out and start shooting at anybody who's in the immediate vicinity. He says 2 years, apparently, after the U.S. troops launched a devastating ground assault that purged, at least temporarily, the heart of the Iraqi insurgency, Fallujah once again is a violent place. In recent months, insurgents have filtered back into the city, despite tight controls that limit access to only six checkpoints. Residents must submit to an extraordinary identification system that includes fingerprinting, retina scans, and barcoded identification cards. I didn't realize it had gone that far, Mark. I understood that they had ID cards, and I understood there were checkpoints, but it's apparently gotten even more police state-ish in Iraq. And remember, these are the things that they would like to bring over here to control the United States populace. The only thing that's in their way is the pesky United States Constitution, which they're doing their best at decimating. An insurgent intimidation campaign has killed two city council members and at least 30 police officers. The campaign's been so effective that police patrols have all but stopped as officers fear to walk the streets. These are the big bad police officers supposed to protect and serve, but yet all it takes is a few well-placed bullets and phone calls, and you've effectively destroyed the police department in Fallujah.
Would scare me.
Yeah. The number of shootings, bombings, and bombs found and defused has doubled since last winter to about 4 or 5 per day, says U.S. officers. There have been about 6 car bombings in recent weeks. Residents and police alike complain bitterly that after 2 years, security is eroding in what had been a U.S. success story. Quote, Bush didn't give us democracy. He gave us more new ways to be killed, said al-Rawi. I think there is no future anymore.
He doesn't sound like he's really happy about the freedom that America has brought him.
Yeah, no, he's not. He says, I don't think there's a future anymore. I believe the only future is to leave this country. We can win the war, but for now, al-Qaeda has won in Fallujah,
already.
Said a police officer who didn't want his name used for security reasons. They made the police force stop patrolling the streets, and that's a victory. Well, they didn't make you stop patrolling the streets. They scared you into stopping patrolling the streets. If it's that easy to subjugate a police department, boy, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? All you have to do is just kill a couple city council members and place a phone call to the police chief saying if you leave your police station, you're going to be next. And these people want to stay alive. They want to keep sucking air, so they're going to go along with what the insurgents say.
Well, they're not an army.
Because, and get this, because insurgents target them at home, many officers are actually living in the police stations. Others simply quit. Well, what was I going to do? What was I going to wait for that would keep me on the force, said Muhammad Hamadi, a captain who quit in August after one of his commanders was beheaded Nothing was going to get any better.
That's a tough job.
I have children, and if I were to sacrifice myself, it wouldn't change anything. With more Americans expressing support for different policies in Iraq, Fallujah offers a lesson in frustration. Until this August, it was relatively peaceful, at least by Iraqi standards, and then U.S. forces stepped up a campaign against insurgents in nearby Ramadi and added some troops in Baghdad in an effort to quell growing violence there. Some military officers here think that pushed the insurgents back to Fallujah. By mid-August, insurgent threats against and assassinations of police officers got so bad that half of the police force stayed home for several days. Many quit outright or moved into their stations. U.S. and Iraqi troops have nowhere near the manpower needed to take up the slack, said a local lieutenant colonel, the senior advisor to the Army unit responsible for much of the city. Quote, we just don't have the manpower to maintain surveillance on the entire city. So clearly we need more troops, Mark. Clearly the solution here is to just fill the streets with American troops. Of course, we'd need to bring back the draft in order to get that to happen. And, you know, I wonder, now that the Democrats are in charge, maybe Charles Rangel can actually get his draft legislation passed.
Oh, my God. Do you think he'll try to do that?
Wouldn't that be crazy?
I don't know what it would be. It's something I hadn't even considered since the election results came back on Wednesday.
He tries it every year. He brings it back every single year.
Oh, my.
And it's usually voted down overwhelmingly. So I think the Democrats and the Republicans were both voting it down. But you never know. Anyway, many other factors that contribute to the insecurity. Fallujah is entirely nearly Sunni, and so is its police force. But Shiites dominate the army, which doesn't trust the police force and thinks that insurgents have infiltrated it. Many residents sympathize with the insurgents. At a clinic last week, word passed down the line of women who were waiting to see the doctor that a sniper had killed a U.S. soldier. One woman said, I wish I'd shot him, to the approval of some others. U.S. commanders remain optimistic, because that's the paid official line. You have to be optimistic, otherwise you'll be punished. But the outlook is bleak for police officers as they recount the slaying of the deputy police chief, the resignation of the other police chief, and the threats against and the killings of the other officers. One officer said, the future is vague, and I believe the war we're fighting is one of a kind, and no one knows what the results might be. Well, I can guess. More innocent people dying for no reason whatsoever. Finian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.